I'm Dr. Robert Mather. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. I want to start off by reminding conservatives that we have to always fight for our values. Abortion, religion, critical race theory, right? There's a million cultural battles that are being fought right now. We see with the infrastructure plan that there's a lot of political battles to go to. I'm going to talk a little bit about two kind of crazy things that are going on right now, and then get into a little bit of kind of an inspirational talk, I guess. California is attempting to ban gas mowers and leaf blowers, and that's going to take effect in a couple years. That'll affect 50,000 small businesses. 70% of those 50,000 small businesses are minority owned, and it will also create higher costs. So for a party, the Democrats and the progressives, which are pretty much one and the same now, for a party that says that they're helping minorities, hurting 70% of the minority-owned small businesses that are affected by landscaping industry, and then giving everybody higher costs, that's not really a way to do it. Let's talk about West Hartford Public School. It's Connecticut Elementary School. They're teaching, and this is their word, their terminology, not mine, social justice lesson standards that they hold all of their elementary schools accountable for, and they've got defined curriculum that parents are not allowed to opt out of. So parents cannot opt out of this. They teach transgender content all the way down to kindergarten. So examples for fourth graders, this is the fourth grade part. One of the books that they read is When Aiden Becomes a Brother, and it's about his sister wanting to have a sex change. And then they have another book called They, She, He, Me, Free to Be. Right? I can't think of any more progressive title than that. They also have kindergartners. This is curriculum that parents are not allowed to opt out of, remember? Kindergartners who learn about Teddy, who is a teddy bear who wants to change from a boy teddy bear to a girl teddy bear, and it's all about his wanting to get it right. And that's the theme of all of their curriculum there, is they want to get it right. And so the teddy bear, the kids that want to change, everybody wants to help them get it right and change their gender. I'm just going to leave that there. I'm not even going to comment on this, other than the fact that we have to keep fighting for conservative values and common sense, right? The main part of this podcast is I want to talk about how we need to keep fighting, but don't let politics consume you, okay? So don't let it wreck your friendships. Don't let it wreck your social media experience. Politics are everywhere, right? And cable news outlets, I've been on them. Cable news outlets are set up for ratings, right? And so intentionally they do inflame us on all sides of the aisle, whether it's MSNBC, Fox News. I'm not going to say anything bad about Newsmax because I love Newsmax, but they probably have some things that are designed to feed the conservative base that they have there, right? Well, people like me. But up until a few years ago, we didn't always know the politics of most of our friends, right? Without social media and people easily sharing things, clicking on things, and getting into online battles, people didn't really discuss politics as much in polite company, right? That was one of the things that you were not supposed to discuss at the dinner table when you're a guest, or in discussing politics. And of course, we've obviously lost that, and we've lost some of that for good reason. And I would say that it's pretty well founded in the evidence that you go back and that say the progressives started this, right, with their protests, putting on their giant pink vagina hats and storming the streets because Donald Trump got elected president, and the hysteria that came from that has led us to where we're at now. But regardless of how you look at it, it's not worth losing friends in your day-to-day life. It's not worth missing out on things with your family, with things you enjoy doing, right? Calling a friend, and just, you know, don't label people by politics. We hate it when progressives label people by race. They make race salient, and it's a really ugly world when you walk around and everything is funneled through the terms of race. Why is somebody here? Why is somebody not here? And not through merit. Well, it's the same thing when it comes to friendships, and we need to make sure that we don't neglect that part and put people in boxes based on their politics. Now, there are people that will come after you that will not relent, and they make politics salient, and then that is fine. They don't need to be part of your life. But for the others who have political views that maybe don't talk about them when you see them face to face most of the time, and you don't discuss those, you know, just relax and enjoy those friendships. That's okay. We don't have to all agree on everything all the time. But I will say that banning gas mowers and leaf blowers, and I will say that having transgender curriculum for kindergartners through fourth graders, that stuff's wrong. So I'm not saying that we have to agree with everything. There are certainly going to be things we disagree on. But go live your life, right? If the sun's shining, get outside and do fun stuff, and don't worry about what Ted Cruz is saying on his podcast. I love Ted Cruz. I listen to his podcast too. But don't worry about that. Don't worry about what's happening with the Rittenhouse trial. You know, that's something that you can keep an eye on, but you don't have to let that consume you moment to moment. It's very easily to get pulled into these unhealthy kind of mental states by watching politics all the time. And that's not going to go away. Larry O'Connor gave a great speech the other day. And he said something that I've been saying for a long time. Perhaps he got it from me because I told him the same. I told him some of this stuff too, but he knows that. I mean, he's a smart guy. But all the things I said about Reagan were the same things I said about Trump. None of this stuff is new. And so don't let it get to you. Don't let it get you down. But at the same time, keep fighting, right? So if you think about a battle, like in war, soldiers in the front line, they do their tour and they do their rotations on the front line, but they take breaks and they go away for a while, and then another wave is fighting and they come back in. It's okay for you to step away for a day, a couple days, a week, a month. It's okay for you to step away from social media or step away from watching the news or whatever. I write about politics, obviously at a national level with Psychology Today and the other things that I do. And even I step back, and that doesn't mean I don't check the headlines a couple times a day and get a feel for what's going on, but I don't sit there and read articles and engage in online conversations over those things 100% of the time. You've got to have time to live your life. So go out there, enjoy your life. And if you're going to read one thing in your off time, maybe purchase my book, Implicit Biases in the Unconscious, Liberal Biases, Racial Prejudice, and Politics, for sale at barnesandnoble.com. It's your tool to fight critical race theory. Listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.